Today's Tanya for the 16th of Cheshvan is on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 570. We are six lines from the bottom. The Alter Rebbe is saying that through the effort that a Talmud makes in pursuing and following the instructions of his Rebbe, of a Tzaddik, he becomes capable of receiving from the love and fear and faith of the Tzaddik directly, without any restrictions of a keli or of a vessel through which the Tzaddik expressed himself while he was alive in the physical world. And that makes it easier and more readily available to every Talmud to be able to be affected inwardly by the faith and the love and the fear of the Tzaddik. There's another expression and another influence that the Tzaddik has over his students. Only this influence does not clothe itself inwardly in the mind of the disciples of the Chassidim. Rather, it shines on them from above. It affects them externally. Vihi, because it is higher, vihi me'aliyas ruche v'nishmose, this comes from the tzaddik's rising to l'mekei chutzve, to the place from which it is taken, from which the neshama originally derived. Dahainu l'chakal tapuchin kadishin, which means to the field of apples, the apple orchard, which is holy, and that's a reference to Malchus of Atzilus, because Malchus of Atzilus is the ultimate source of neshamas. So neshamas that come from Malchus are called the holy fruit, the holy apple, and Malchus itself is called the field of that fruit. Val yedei zeh na'aseh sham yichud, and through the neshama rising to that level, it creates there a yichud, a joining, a oneness between Malchus and the levels above it. Al yedei ha'aloas mayim nukvim mikol ma'asa v'teirasi v'avidasei, because of the initiative of the neshama, the mitzvahs and the Torah and the aveda that the tzaddik did while he was alive on earth, which causes Malchus to rise and be joined with the levels that are above it, and that is called mayim nukvim, the feminine response, which brings in turn a response from the attributes higher than Malchus, which is called the masculine response. Ashovat kol yemei chayov, so all the service of all the days of his life, on the day that he passes away, they all rise to their source, which is Malchus d'Atzilus, and there it creates a yichud, and from that yichud there is a new light and a new godliness that is drawn down into the world. And what is implanted in this field, in Malchus d'Atzilus, are higher lights, much greater godliness. In response to the lower lights, which are the Teira and the Aveda of the Tzaddik. In other words, the mitzvahs that the Tzaddik did while he was alive on earth, these are like seeds planted, and then these seeds give fruit, produce fruit, and that is the greater godliness that flows as a result of these seeds. An array of these lights, Meir al kol talmidov, affects and reaches and affects all of his students, shenasu evdei Hashem al yedei teirasi v'avidosei, who became involved in the service of God through his teira and through his aveda, the teira and the aveda of the tzaddik, v'ha'or zu she'aleihem l'maylo, and this ray that affects them from above, it doesn't enter inwardly, it's not internalized by the Talmud, but it is affected from the outside. What does this bring? What does this produce in the Talmud? Machnes says belibom, it brings into their heart his hurei tshuva o maisim teivim, the impulse to do tshuva and ma'isim tovim. Chol ha'ma'isim tovim ha'neled me'ha'ora zusha me'irim eris ha'zeruim b'sada ha'na'ol, and these mitzvahs that result from this ray that shines to the Talmud from the lights of that field mentioned above from Malchus Datsilus, Nikra Gidule Gidulin. This is called the growth of the growth. In other words, the light itself that comes to the Talmud that inspires him, that's already the fruits of the seeds that the tzaddik planted. When that inspiration produces an actual mitzvah, that mitzvah is the fruit of the fruit. But this influence, this ray of light, is very deeply hidden. Like the sun that is reflected by the stars, even while the earth separates the sun from the stars. Kedisa b'tikunim al Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom, as it says in Tikunim, or in the Zohar actually, concerning Moshe Rabbeinu, she'acha p'tizose, that after he passed away, mispashetes ha'ra'ose b'chol dora v'dora l'shishim ribin ha'shamis, that Moshe's influence continues and spreads in every generation and in each generation to every Jew, to 600,000 souls. Just as the sun illuminates to the star, to the 600,000 stars from under the earth. And the Rebbe points out that the reason the Alter Rebbe mentions here that this is very hidden, this ray, is because you would expect that if the ray of Malchus Datsilus would reach a person, he wouldn't only have thoughts of tshuva, as the Alter Rebbe says, and good deeds, but he would become a completely different creature. He would be elevated to a completely different status, a completely different level of existence. Why doesn't that happen? Why does this ray of Malchus Datsilus produce only thoughts of tshuva? Because it is so deeply hidden. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 16th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that thought is a garment or a servant of the intellect and emotions. Intellect and emotions express themselves through thought. And even when it is not serving the intellect or emotions, it continues to function. The mind is always thinking, always meditating. However, this activity is then not only empty of real content, but it also becomes open to all sorts of unhealthy things. A mind not occupied is open to unhealthy stuff. It is explained that alien or evil thoughts are caused by emptiness of the mind. Because when the mind is occupied, then the thought, as a good servant, has someone to serve. And then there's no room for vain and foolish thoughts, which are devoid of real substance.